Legislative leaders are meeting today to try to figure out next steps at the state capitol and whether the session can and should continue with the coronavirus outbreak. Joining me to talk through what those discussions might look like is Howie Fisher of Capitol Media Services. Howie, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to cover my mouth while we talk because you never know what you can catch on the radio.
Well, so what is the discussion looking like? And I guess who is involved in this? We mentioned legislative leaders. Is this a bipartisan meeting that's happening today?
Well, I think the first step is for the Republicans to meet. You've got a couple of issues. Number one is group gatherings. You know, the CDC said yesterday that you shouldn't have any group of more than 50. Well, there are 60 state representatives, not counting staff and everything else. There are 30 state senators, not counting staff. Then you've got a more practical problem in the Senate, where two of their members, Heather Carter and Paul Boyer, are not coming in, having to do with the vulnerability of family members should they get sick. Now, with only 17 Republicans, two gone, that leaves them at 15 in a 30-member body, which leaves them without a working majority. So I think that Karen Fann, as a Senate president at first step, is going to work out some scenarios with her own staff to find out what's happening, even some of the latest budget numbers, the extent that you can get any. And then I think she'll be meeting with David Bradley and the Democrats, and then eventually with House members to figure out, okay, do we stay? If we stay, what do? Or do we go home for a while?
So let's talk about some of the things that the legislature has already done in terms of closing the public galleries. We saw one, Senator Carter's actually, she canceled her committee this week, and there has been a reliance on emailing and calling legislators as opposed to showing up to testify publicly. If the legislature decides to stay in session, it's going to have a very different look and feel than a typical session, right?
Well, certainly. I mean, you know, everyone relies on the fact that the public and lobbyists get to come in and express their views and, more to the point, answer questions. So, for example, if a lawmaker says, I don't understand this provision, what are you trying to do? And the lobbyist or the person may say, well, we're trying to do this. And they may say, well, how about if we change the wording to this? You need that sort of interaction. I mean, the fact that people can communicate online, even in real time, is not quite the same as having somebody testifying in front of you. And this is truly important. Then there's the other part about the public. You know, if you've got a controversial bill, let's talk about that transgender sports bill. You know, people want to testify. They want to say how it's going to affect them. Without that testimony, I don't know that you get a true picture.
Howie, is it possible that the legislature could just suspend operations for a couple of weeks? I mean, is there precedent for that?
I don't know if there's precedent. I think that there is some sentiment that that may be the best way to go. You know, there's only one job that the legislature has to do constitutionally, and that's adopt a budget for the coming fiscal year that begins July 1. Here's the problem. We had some initial budget estimates pre-COVID-19 saying, well, we may have more than $900 million in excess revenues, some of which are ongoing, some of which may be one time. Well, guess what? Those numbers are probably inaccurate. So how do you adopt a budget? And some of the tax cut plans, the governor still wants his plan to eliminate taxes on military pensions. Can you really do that right now? Or if you decide to do that, do you adopt sort of a skeletal budget and then come back in April, May, June, and say, okay, now that we have a better handle on this thing, you know, what else are we going to do?
So that seems like what on the federal level, we'd consider a continuing resolution, sort of keep government where it's at. And then, as you say, maybe come back closer to the end of the fiscal year and make some adjustments based on what new numbers we have.
Exactly. Now, there is no actual provision in Arizona for a continuing resolution, the way you can do that Congress has done almost over and over again when their federal fiscal year ends on September 30th. But there are ways of doing it to take today's numbers, adjust them for things like student attendance and access membership and some inflation numbers, and then go from there. And ideally, probably from some people's perspective, leave the tax cut stuff for later till you figure out how much money you've got.
Howie, you mentioned that there is sort of a sentiment at the Capitol for maybe putting things on hold for a bit. Do you have a sense of how strong that sentiment is? I mean, is there really a feeling that the session should shut down for some amount of time and then let things hopefully calm down and then come back?
Well, there's a sort of division. For example, David Bradley, who is the Senate Minority Leader, says, look, if we go home and then come back, then everyone's going to feel refreshed and we're going to have 8 more weeks of arguing over the budget. his feeling is adopt a basic budget, get the heck out of town. And then if we need to come back in special session, we can do that. So I think there's a lot of division. There's a lot of folks who are playing out scenarios in their head of, you know, if we wait around, will we have any better numbers soon? And if we don't wait around, will you end up having to retry and re-argue all the same bills that we've argued up to now once again?
All right. Certainly plenty to keep our eyes on this week, whether or not the session continues for now. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, as always, thank you.
Glad to be here.